Yo, what's up? Welcome to Kind of Feudy, the trivia show hosted by yours truly. I'm joined today by Andy, Greg, and LaCroix Poppy himself, a.k.a. my fellow Forbes 30 under 30, a.k.a. the second best baby blues in San Francisco, the current champion, Tim Ma fucking Gettys.
It feels good, and it tastes good, too. First time I've had Jamba Juice in about a decade.
Wow. What is that? Is that the orange, the vitamin C one? What is it?
Yeah, the orange booster?
Mean
Dream Machine, I think it's called.
Oh.
Something like that. Orange Dream Machine.
Orange
That's what
dream
it is.
Machine.
Wow. Mean Bean Machine, Greg.
Yeah. I
remember you know that. What that is? Called me in high school.
Dr. Robotnik.
Yeah. The Puyo Puyo Pop.
The Puyo Puyo Pop.
Sega version.
Today, wow. I'm going to finish the story, Blessing, okay?
Finish the story.
Yeah, he's going to finish
Tim,
the story today.
Would it shock you to know that you ruined Jamba Juice forever for me?
Yeah, right now?
No. Think harder and then longer on how many stories you've told me about Jamba Juice.
About him and Fredo working at a juice bar?
Oh, no, we're not going into it. I just want everyone to know that I've never been able to go or
what
see a Jamba Juice without thinking fucking Tim Gettys.
It's all good. We had some good times.
Good times. Andy, of course, said he's going to finish the story today, which is funny because today is the start
and
of season
eight. And I live next to a Jamba Juice, so I had to think about him all the goddamn time.
The Jamba Juice.
I really want to know what happened at the Jamba Juice.
He just told you.
Hey, what'd you do?
The Jamba Juice he's talking about is the Jamba Juice that
Chloe
took place in. So.
Oh. Well, all right then. Of course, today's the start of season eight of Kind of Feudy, which means it's the start of a new story. And I'm doing something different this season.
Ooh.
Of course, Kind of Feudy traditionally about video games, right? I put in video game prompts, you guys write in. Sometimes we do Pop Feudy, we do Pop Culture Kind of Feudy.
Talking about chicken wings, you're screwed.
For the next six episodes,
yeah.
Right? For the next season, I'm doing the grab bag season of topics, meaning that every episode is going to have a different theme.
So now it's just Family Feud.
it's Family Feud with like specific themes.
It's Family Feud pulled from our audience.
It's a feud like. Okay, Greg.
I've never seen the show you're talking about.
Or is it a feud light? Name something name something in a kitchen.
Survey said.
I've never seen that show once.
God, can you imagine if on the fucking finale we had Steve Harvey host? We never mentioned it. We didn't make a big deal about it.
Incredible.
The time you get to play.
Mm. Well, contestants, are you ready for MC Feudy?
Wow! Yeah.
The rules are simple. I've surveyed over 1,500 members of the Kind of Funny audience on a number of prompts. Each round, I'm going to read you a prompt and will ask each of you which answer you think the Kind of Funny best friends gave the most. I've narrowed down to 5 answers per prompt. If you give a correct answer, the more popular the answer, the more points you'll receive. For example, I might ask you to name an Avenger. If Greg says Iron Man and it's number 1, that'll net him 50 points. If Tim says Captain America and that's number 2, that'll net him 40 points. If Andy says Thor and that's number 3, that'll net him 30 points and so on. And so forth. Each
Did
player,
you say MC?
MC Feudy.
I thought it was a rapper thing, too.
Me, too? Okay.
No, I see.
Got
I
it.
See.
All right, all
see,
right.
My
you guys must have been fucking... Why is Greg excited about
yeah,
it?
Yeah. Okay.
My worry was that like it'd be like, you guys thought I was talking about McDonald's, because like McFeudy.
I thought McDonald's, but then I was like, maybe he's talking about like Marvel, but MCU.
MCU, yeah. So MC Feudy. So like the U is capitalized.
I got it. Now it makes sense.
Each player will get a max of 2 guesses per round. Last place goes first after the first round. Whoever gets the most points after 5 rounds wins. And of course, we're talking about the MCU today. Contestants, are you ready?
Yes.
Let's do it.
Round number 1. Name a hero that could appear in the Daredevil TV show. Aside from Daredevil. Name a hero that could appear in the Daredevil TV show. Aside from Daredevil. Tim is our champion. He will go first.
The Punisher.
Tim says, The Punisher. The Punisher is our 30-point answer.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
Fisk.
Andy says Fisk.
I mean, it's you know, the audience can say whatever they want, but, you know, the well-known hero, Kingpin.
Fisk
I mean, you know.
Is not on the list.
What?
Greg Miller.
Fisk is a hero. A hero that could appear in the Daredevil show. You said his villain.
I'm going to just say it, though. I'm still with it. Like, you make the rules, but I feel like if another thing like that is on the list, you should give it to him. You know what I mean?
Does Fisk have a secret identity I don't know about?
Kingpin.
Oh, no, that's not on the list.
Good, cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
What? The correct answer is She-Hulk.
Greg says She-Hulk. She-Hulk is our 40-point answer.
What is the question?
What is another hero who could appear in the Daredevil TV show?
And Andy's
who is a good guy a who could be in the Daredevil
the
TV show.
The upcoming TV show?
Who is a good guy
a
who
hero.
Could be in it.
A hero.
And you said Wilson Fisk, the Kingpin.
I just like, I don't know. Just
who is the
character.
Bad guy?
I don't know. I just,
who is the bad guy?
I just read it as like character.
Of not only Daredevil, the Netflix show.
Because She-Hulk isn't in any of the Daredevil shows.
But we are talking, yes.
The upcoming one.
Yes.
The upcoming
Have you not been watching the TV?
Born
like
Again.
The TV
no, he was on it. He was on She-Hulk okay. in review.
I saw the She-Hulk in review.
He remembers
yeah.
them fucking.
You're talking about Born Again.
Yeah.
Okay.
Tim. Name a hero that could appear in the Daredevil TV show aside from Daredevil.
I'm swinging big, baby.
Yeah. Ooh, it's the answer. Big, it's baby. The answer.
Spider-Man.
Tim said Spider-Man. Spider-Man is our number one answer. That's
glad to see the
kind points.
Of funny audience is keeping their fucking expectations in check.
Oh, yeah.
For the Daredevil Born Again Disney Plus show. Tom Holland.
There were so many writings for Spider-Man, and I was like, y'all are going to
I mean, I
so
get it. I get it. And it could happen, of course. I get it. But it's like.
It actually could not happen.
It's like, oh, man, at the end of Far From Home, he's swaying by Times Square. So clearly he's going to show up in the Hawkeye thing.
Yeah.
Yeah. Fuck it.
I think Daredevil, I think, yeah, is
jackass.
A lock. In like, Daredevil, not just Matt Murdock, but Daredevil in the next Spider-Man movie, lock.
Oh, yeah.
Spider-Man on TV show?
Absolutely not.
I think that license-wise, it can't even happen, but hopeful.
Andy, we're back to you.
Dr. Doom, go ahead and say it.
Fucking
Thanos. man, I don't know, dude. I have no clue. I'm just going to throw this out there. Ghost Rider.
Andy says Ghost Rider. Ghost Rider is not on the list.
Bring back my girl, Jessica Jones.
Greg says Jessica Jones. Jessica Jones is our 20-point answer.
It's a lock. She'll
yeah, I
be
know.
There.
Yeah.
She better be there.
Really?
I love Jessica mm-hmm. Jones. I love Jessica Jones
I never
so
saw
much.
That show.
It's really good. Season one's real good.
With that, at the 10-point answer, you would have guessed Elektra. Elektra.
See, that wasn't on my thing, but then when you were like, the thing.
Electric Nachos.
And I'll even let you in. The one that I had as a tiebreaker here, we have multiple, Echo. So I don't need to keep it. Our 6th-place answer would have been Luke Cage.
Oh, cool. Where's is Echo on the list at all?
Echo was written in, but yeah.
Respectable
like
in it.
Yeah. After Luke Cage, it was like all of them were, yeah.
Look, I had a lot of chocolate today, man. I heard Hero and like Overwatch heroes are all bad guys and good guys. Like I just like, I was like, what's a character, you know?
With that,
I'm
Greg.
Shocked.
I almost said Foggy.
Greg got 20 points with Jessica Jones. Tim got 30 points with Punisher. Greg got 40 points with She-Hulk. Tim got 50 points with Spider-Man. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in 3rd place, after having a malfunction in the brain there, Andy Cortez with 0 points. In 2nd place is Greg, CEO Senior, with 60 points. And right now, in the lead, it's his category. So we expect him to do great things today. Is Tim motherfucking Gettys with 80 points, but it's still anybody's game.
As we roll in to round number 2.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'm not that I'm what were my points? I got
let's see. You got 40 points with She-Hulk and then you got 20 points with Thank Jessica you. Jones. Yeah, so 60 points total.
Don't
and then, of course,
math.
Yeah. Tim got 30 and then 50.
I do math real good. We established that you do not understand math
yeah.
this morning.
Not long do a long division thing
yeah,
right now.
Long division.
What's 132 divided by 10?
No, that's not going to do it.
No?
17.
It's 13.2 was the answer.
Yeah. I
did
no,
it in my head.
I was going to do it. I wasn't going to do
Slide
it.
The scale.
It's so easy.
But finish the story.
I didn't even need long division.
Finish the story.
Number 2. Name the Marvel Cinematic Universe character who gives the best one-liners. Name the Marvel Cinematic Universe character who gives the best one-liners, Andy Cortez.
Spider-Man.
Andy says Spider-Man. Spider-Man is our 40-point answer. Greg Miller.
Iron Man.
Greg says that? Iron Man. Iron Man is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points.
That?
Tim Gettys.
Star-Lord.
Tim says Star-Lord. Star-Lord is not Boom. On the list. And we're back to Andy.
This one's a tough one because I'm getting to that point where it's like, who are just the comedic type people? Thor.
Andy says Thor.
Can I take it back?
I think once he says, Andy says Thor, you've said Thor.
All right, I'm going with Thor.
That's you taking your hand off the chest.
Yeah, you got to take your hand off the chest piece. Andy says Thor. Thor is our 20-point answer.
Okay.
What numbers are open right now? Host
30 points and 10 points suck, are still open. Greg, it is your turn.
Exalted host, Andy. I have two, and it's one of those neither are great.
Mm.
But I want you got to worry about the audience, you know what I mean, and how you're doing it. You got to play the game with the audience.
Mm-hmm.
Are you waffling too, Timmy?
Not really.
Not really?
Yeah. One line. It's tough. Tony is the answer.
Tony. I'm going to swing. I know I could be making an April Fool out of myself, but I'm going to swing and say Deadpool.
That's good.
Fuck.
Greg says Deadpool.
But he hasn't, like, you know, he is. Yeah. But he isn't, one of those things.
Deadpool is not on the list.
Yeah, then I should have gone with the other one.
Tim Geddes.
Oh, man.
I thought you were setting up a joke or something, a comedic delivery. I thought he was like
Ant-Man.
Oh, that's good.
Tim says Ant-Man is not on the list.
Dang. Drax.
Drax was our 30-point answer.
Captain America.
10-point answer was Captain America.
Yeah, that's where I was.
Which I don't get that one.
One line is because like
that is America's ass. Yeah, that kind
of. I guess
it was. It was gonna be. I was gonna take back Thor and say Drax.
Mm. Well, with that, Andy got 20 points.
Got 10 extra points.
It would have been huge.
Andy got 40 points with Spider-Man. Greg got 50 points with Iron Man.
Andy didn't get. Tim got 40 points with.
Sorry, Tim got with Spider-Man, right?
No.
I had Spider-Man. Yeah, Tim didn't get any points.
Yeah, Tim didn't get any
apologies. I'm so sorry.
Yeah. So, yeah, Andy got 20 points with Thor. Andy got 40 points with Spider-Man. Greg got 50 points with Iron Man. Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place with points on the board is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez with 60 points. Just ahead of him is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 80 points. And currently in the lead is Greg CEO Sr. with 110 points.
Wow.
But it's still anybody's game.
Round number 3.
Did Andy enough on this jacket today, by the way?
Not enough.
It's a great
jacket. Thank you. Is that a bomber jacket?
Yeah. But it's a members only. It's like a modern member.
I've had it for a while.
You don't wear it, though.
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think
I bought it. I think maybe I bought it right before pandemic hit. Like, I've had it for a while, yeah.
I was going to say, like, after Star-Lord was a guest, I was going to say, speaking of Star-Lord.
Yeah, I was going to say, he gives me some Star-Lord vibes.
I could see that.
How about that?
Round number 3. Fill in the blank. In Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, blank should have been a part of the Illuminati.
Oh.
That's a great one, Bless.
Fill in the blank. In Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness, blank should have been part of the Illuminati. Andy Cortez.
Iron Man.
Andy says Iron Man. Iron Man is our 50-point answer. For a tip of the hat, could you guess who people want to play Iron Man?
Yeah. Tom Cruise.
Yes. Correct. That is
would you have accepted on that if you said Tom Cruise?
If you said Tom Cruise, I would have accepted it. Yeah, okay. But they are lumped in as one answer. Iron Man and Tom Cruise. Next up, Tim Geddes.
Elektra.
Spider-Man.
Tim says Spider-Man. Spider-Man is not on the list.
Damn.
Greg Miller.
This is a really good one.
Thank you. That's what I do.
It is what you do on this show, day in, day out around here.
Day and night.
What? I'm tossing her, leaving night.
They asking the AI, like, people have Kanye sing that song.
It's awful.
And it actually sounds
no, it's awful because I'm scared.
Oh, yeah, no, it's terrifying.
I don't feel like I got good answers to this. I've never thought about it beyond the Iron Man argument on the internet, you know what I mean? So I'm just, you're not looking, and I know this is, you probably can't answer this. You're not looking for actors, right?
I mean, either or, but I'll take any character. Yeah, characters are the main thing.
You want characters? I just stick with characters. Yeah. Okay, yeah, I know you want to. I'm gonna say Ultron.
Greg says Ultron. Ultron is not on the list. Yeah. Andy, we're back to you.
I kind of didn't have anybody past Iron Man either, so I'm just going to throw out a name of somebody that I think of as a smart person in the MCU. I'm going to throw out Beast with the mangoes.
Andy says Beast with the mangoes. Beast is not on the list. Tim Geddes.
Wolverine.
Tim says Wolverine. Wolverine is our 10-point answer.
Wow, what a terrible answer. Not for you.
Oh, I know.
Trust me,
I know.
Idiot kids.
You're thinking cameos, right? Hugh Jackman. That's why I said Spider-Man. I'm thinking Toby Spider-Man.
Good call. Greg Miller.
Or is this my last pick?
Your last
pick. Or is this everybody's last pick?
This is everybody's last pick.
Fuck. Cameos is how I have to think. Okay.
Ken Norton. No. Edward Norton. Ken Norton's a tight end.
Yeah, Hulk's not a bad one. I thought about that earlier, too. Oh, yeah, sure. I'll toss out Hulk.
Greg says Hulk. Hulk is not on
should be.
The list.
That, fuck. That should
that's
have.
A good, that's a good write-in. I will
say,
shout
one out?
You can.
Black Panther.
Black Panther was our 20 point answer. Shuri wasn't on the list.
Oh, okay.
Hulk was written in quite a bit, though. Hulk might have been like number 6 or 7.
Because I was trying to think of other actual Illuminati members, and Black Panther is there somewhere.
Yeah, I think a lot of people would have.
He's like one of the main ones.
Yeah.
Maybe people would have thought, like, even T'Challa's father, the guy who played him, maybe he could have been there. T'Chaka, yeah. At 30 points, you would have guessed Magneto.
Mm.
Magneto. At 40 points, you would have guessed Namor. Namor.
Yeah, fuck. Okay.
With that,
I need to remember these people, they know comics. They do.
Comics.
Yeah.
At 10 points, Tim guessed Wolverine.
Like a Wolverine guess. I don't know about that.
At 50 points, Andy guessed Iron Man, aka
he's
Tom Cruise.
The smartest in the world. Here's this guy. He's been alive since the Civil War. I'll get mad sometime.
Barrett, what's the score?
Right now, in third place, is Tim motherfucking Geddes with 90 points.
This is where you want to be, bro.
I know. I need it.
And just ahead of him, tied for first place is Andy Nitro Rifle Cortez and Greg CEO Senior with 110 points each.
Ooh,
meaning it's really anybody's game.
It does feel good.
Oh, this. Oh, I love
yeah,
doing
this feels
kid.
Good.
Yeah, no, it's really cool.
I saw you do it. I bet that feels good.
Whoa!
It feels great.
Oh man.
Number 4. Deadpool 3 will be a perfect film if Deadpool and Logan run into this MCU character. Deadpool 3 will be a perfect film if Deadpool damn, and Logan run into this MCU character. We're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
I mean, I feel like a fool to not answer the first shot for any question with Iron Man.
Tim says Iron Man. Iron Man slash Tony Stark is our 40-point answer. Next up is Andy Cortez.
Spider-Man.
Andy says Spider-Man. Spider-Man is our number one answer. That's going to get you 50 points. Next up, Greg Miller.
I mean, I was drawn to Professor X. Might be a dumb answer, but I would say Professor X.
Greg says Professor X. Professor X is our 10-point answer. And we're back to Tim Geddes.
Not dumb at all. I'd say Magneto.
Tim says Magneto. Magneto is not
damn.
On
oh,
the
wow.
list.
Damn.
Andy Cortez.
I'm going to go with, this one's tough because I feel like Greg will just going to go opposite with me and it's going to be like, well, if you take that, I'm going to take this.
Sure, sure.
I'm going to go with Jean Grey.
Andy says Jean Grey. Jean Grey is not on the list. Greg Miller, you're our final answer.
I'm going to go Thanos.
Greg says Thanos. Thanos is not on the list.
I think if Professor X barely made the list, none of the other X-Men would be on it personally.
I will point out the prompt did say MCU character, which obviously is weird now because a lot of crossover, but at 20 points, people did lean into the MCU route with Thor. I think because of the Thor Ragnarok comedy, seeing that crossover with Deadpool comedy might be fun.
Yeah.
I just guess Spider-Man because I just see a lot of
people.
Oh, yeah. Spider-Man. Deadpool and Spider-Man are homies.
Yeah.
And then the 30-point answer, Hulk. Hulk.
Okay.
With that, Greg.
Random shit, okay.
Well, I mean, isn't
he's also
isn't
in
Wolverine,
funny movies. Wolverine's fought him a bunch.
Yeah,
I
Wolverine's
guess,
always fighting his ass.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Getting torn apart by his ass.
Fuck, actually, I would be down to see that.
That needs to be its own thing, though. But you know for what? Sure. Deadpool rated R. Maybe that
rated
an opening
R,
fight scene stuff of Hulk and Wolverine fucking beating the shit out of each other. That would be awesome.
I'd be down for that.
It won me over.
Greg got 10 points of Professor X. Tim got 40 points with Iron Man. Andy got 50 points of Spider-Man. Barrett, what's the current score as you go into the final round?
The current score going into the final round in third place with 120 points is Greg, CEO Senior Miller. Just ahead of him in second place with 130 points is Tim motherfucking Geddes. In first place is Andy the Nitro Rifle Cortez with 160 points.
Wow.
Everybody's pretty close. It's truly anybody's game.
Round number five, our final round. Name a planet visited in Avengers Infinity War. Name a planet visited in Avengers Infinity War. Greg Miller. He's deep in thought.
Are you singing the Shawn Michaels song?
No, I'm trying really hard to think of a planet that I shouldn't say anything about because I mean, I don't want to give you guys clues. Even I'm sure I'm done for.
Are there even five?
It's the thing where I can picture it, and I know they were going there.
So can I.
I mean, they were going.
I can see those serifed letters across the screen. Saying this is the place.
Asgard.
Greg says Asgard. Asgard is not on the list.
I don't think they do.
Next up.
Which one are we talking about?
Because it gets exploded
immediately.
Infinity War? Yeah, Asgard is like already exploded.
Oh, I'm thinking of Endgame when we're going back.
Asgard exploded in Ragnarok.
In Ragnarok.
No, but I'm saying like at the beginning, like they're on the run because it had just exploded.
That was a different place. They were on the run because it exploded, but where they were flying through all the debris, that was a different place that exploded.
I was definitely thinking of Endgame. That's why I fucked this up, just to clarify why we're arguing about it.
A few people did write in.
I cannot remember where fucking Thanos is from. So
a few people did write in with Asgard, and like I took it as like, oh, Asgard is the people. You know? So, next up is Tim Geddes.
I'm not going to say anything until the end. I'm going to go with Titan.
Tim says Titan.
Fuck, is that really what he's the Matt Titan from Titan? I'm like, he's the Matt Titan, but I can't remember the fucking planet he's from.
Titan is our 40-point answer.
Oh, my
damn.
God. Okay.
Fuck.
I know the first one, and I'm mad at it.
Next up, Andy Cortez.
I can't think of the other one, so I'm going to say nowhere.
Andy says nowhere. Nowhere.
No, it's not a planet.
He's our 30-point answer.
Shit, I knew that one, too, but I was thinking of Endgame. I was like, I didn't go to nowhere.
And we're back to Greg Miller.
Earth.
Greg says Earth. Earth is our number one answer. Yeah.
You guys are fucking assholes.
Welcome to Earth.
Fucking assholes.
We're close today. Next up, Tim Geddes.
All right. So one's a planet. One's not a planet. I'm going with the planet. Vormir.
Tim says Vormir. Vormir is our 20-point answer.
That's the one
very
I
excited
get.
About that one.
That's the purple one, right?
That's the Soulstone one.
Yeah, I couldn't. Yeah, that's the one I.
There's one left for 10 points. Andy, can you get it?
Nidavellir.
Oh my man, I'm
Andy,
so
it's
proud
not,
of you,
it's
Andy.
Not a planet though,
it's not
but
a planet, but still.
Andy says Nidavellir. Nidavellir is not.
Oh,
on
boo!
The list.
Oh, I'm
now
remind
me which one is
you,
which one is Nidavellir?
That's where they make
the star.
Peter Dinklage's home. Gotcha.
The Peter Dinklage. Yeah.
Yeah.
This one that's on the list. I'm trying to remember which one it is. I think I know what it is. Morag.
Morag.
Is that the Guardians of the Galaxy?
That's the Guardians one where they got the Power Stone.
That's what it was.
Not an Infinity War.
Well, don't they go there? No. That. Oh, Endgame. You're right. You fucked up.
Let me be your
you
Endgame.
Fucked up. Of course, with that, at 10 points, you would have gotten Morag. Tim got 20 points with Vormir. Andy got 30 points with Nowhere. Tim got 40 points with Titan. Greg got 50 points with Earth. Barrett, what's the final score?
It's close.
In third place is Greg, CEO Senior, with 170 points. Tied.
No!
For first place
no!
is Tim motherfucking Geddes and Andy Nigel Wright
Finish
Cortez
the story!
With 190 points.
Wow.
Les, do you have a tiebreaker today?
I sure do. It's just a matter of which one I want to go. Oh, wait, no, I already told you one of them. So let's go back to round number four where I asked you, Deadpool 3 will be a perfect film if Deadpool and Logan run into this MCU character. I'm trying to think of how I want to format this. All right, I have the 6th through 8th place answers. I'm going to give Andy and Tim one chance each to try and guess for the higher answer from the 6th to 8th slot. We're going to start off. We'll go in the order of where we started. So we're going to start off with Tim Geddes.
Can you name what's been named already?
Yes. So what's been named already has been Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Professor X, in that order. Deadpool 3 will be a perfect film if Deadpool and Logan run into this MCU character.
Mr. Fantastic.
Tim says Mr. Fantastic. Mr. Fantastic, it's not on the list. Andy.
Can you run through them one more time for me?
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Professor X.
Spider-Man, Iron Man, Hulk, Thor, Professor X.
Wolverine.
And this is Wolverine and Deadpool. Who are these little freaking dudes going to meet up with, right? Who are they going to turn a back at and go, oh my God, I can't believe you're here. Shit, man. Why is this so hard? This is like for answers 6 through 8, right?
Yep.
Just let rapid fire here. You go, I go, you go, I go, till one of us get it.
Don't give it to his game. You know how he's trying to get your head. Take all the time you want, Andy. Don't listen to him. Finish the story.
Finish the story, Andy.
Finish the story. God damn it. I'm going to go with... You already said Thanos, right? That was such a good one.
I did say that for this one. Yeah.
I'm going to say right now, as I'm speaking, Blessing Adeoye Jr., mm-hmm. Here's one of the things that I'm just going to say, right?
Just say
he's
it.
Gonna, he's going to say
I'm
it.
He's going to say it, y'all.
I'm just going to throw it out there. I'm just fucking, here we go. Right?
Let's go. I'm in it.
Tim knows, and I'm mad that he knows. Tim knows.
I legit don't.
Fucking, I don't know, Hawkeye. I don't know.
People are going to lose their shit. Actually, that would be a cool thing now.
Hawkeye is not on the list. I'll give you guys one guess each. If okay. Neither of you are able to get it here, I'll literally name them out, and you guys guess which one got higher.
Okay.
So, Tim.
I want one swing if they...
Do it there. Right. Yeah, if you guys are able
no.
to get it.
No. 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 No, his story's done.
Loki.
Tim says Loki. Loki is on the list. Loki is our 7th point,
ooh.
Our 7th place answer. Andy, can you guess
the 6th?
The 6th.
Oof. Doctor Strange.
Doctor Strange. It's not.
Oh! Let's go, baby.
Andy,
another one.
Andy, you could have walked away with a win if you would have said William Stryker.
In 6th place, you would have guessed She-Hulk. She-Hulk breaking the 4th wall. The Hulk.
Great
the Hulk
answer.
Thing.
Yeah.
She-Hulk. There was actually 2 7th place answers. You had Loki and you had Captain America. The 8th place answer, Ant-Man. I guess for the humor aspect, I guess.
Oh, it's a funny movie. I need a funny guy in there. Oh, it could be small, too great.
Cody Rhodes' story isn't over, okay, everybody?
Neither is ours.
One word, rematch.
With that, Tim retains his championship to start off season 8. But we'll be back with more episodes of the Grab Bag season of Kindofeedia. Until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.
That was great, Bless. Great job.
Thank you.